Parshas Nasai, Parsha of August, Parsha, Parsha of Seito and Nazir, and the Kavanas of the Nesim. Chazal tell us, the well-known member of Chazal, Rei Seito B'Kipuli Yazir Atzmi Min Hayayin. And the Bali Musa, yes, it's a Pella. Dafka, the person that saw the Seito B'Kokula, Rashi says Nivula, Hamish being Misnavelis, which is totally a tremendous bizoyin that's happening to her, and he's the person that has to worry about it. He's the person. That's how it is. The person is mushpa by what he sees, and even if he thinks that he's not, it's a matzav where the way that he was shown the situation, which was the improper, was in a way that's a bizoyin. Nevertheless, it could be mashpia. Could be mashpia, and therefore he has to take the proper precaution. That's interesting that the Torah doesn't say he should learn Musar. He should learn Musar 50 minutes a day. Could be the gate anzogin. Maybe the Torah didn't have to say that. It was pashit that a person has to be learning Musar every day. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says yalzer asmei min hayayin. You have to take the necessary precautions that in the physical world that you shouldn't be brought to such a matzav. Make sure biti har beyayin, or you say like it says, something is made with the Neo Rashi says, and therefore the first step that a person must do is to make sure that they don't come to the situation that he found this lady in, is to take the proper precautions not to do the things that she did. Now, most people, it's interesting, it's a little bit ironic. A lot of people have a lot of bitachon. Mitzad Yachon, Mitzad Sheni, they don't have so much bitachon. Depending on what it comes to. When it comes to such a thing about being mushpa l'ra, and being nifshal chas v'chalila, I'm staying with myself. I have enough. I'm sure it's not going to happen to me, and I don't have to worry about it so much. I don't have to worry about going to certain places. I don't have to worry about doing certain things. I don't have to worry about being friends with certain people. I'm not going to be mushba with these people. I'm not going to be famous last words. But the Torah tells us not that way, and I think I've mentioned this in the past. And I think it's really. There's other maybe shots in the story, but the lesson that I take out of it, the Gemara in Sukkah that tells about Abaya, that he was in an inn, and one morning he woke up, and he saw that there was a man and a woman that were leaving. And the man turns to the woman and says, if you have to leave now, so let's walk together. So she says, okay, terrific. So Abaya says, make sure that they're not chayta. So he walks after them, I think it's Shalish Parsois, about 10 miles, he walked after them. And to make sure that they shouldn't be in a shul. After 10 shalosh parsois, they come to a fork in the road, and one turns to the next, and they say, you have to go to the right, and I have to go to the left. It was so nice to have you as company. Have a wonderful day. And he departs to the right, and she goes to the left. And Abaya cholesh daite, says Chazal tell us, says, he had chalisha zadas. He said, if I would be in such a massive, would there be nobody there except for me and Aisha? I don't think I would be able to help Zechain. Samara says, somebody told him, it says that says, yeah, it's not such a, you can't bring a raya from that person to you because he's not so big. So somebody with a little yitzhar toif, he has a little yitzhara. Somebody with a big yitzhar toif, he has a big yitzhara, specifically in the yitzhar harayas. They have a, so in the Chanam, even though you feel you wouldn't be able to halt Zechain, don't be ichlish daite from this person because he doesn't have the same yitzhara as you have. And b'meila, it's no raya b'chlam. The shayla is, how come we never found it? That's true. That the tremendous taiva is kefida gadlus. We don't find that the tanoim and amoraim chas v'chalilu u'nichshol. What's the pshat? I think the pshat is that Abaye never would have put himself in that matzav in the first place. Don't put yourself in a matzav and walk with this lady for shalosh parsois, and then you have to halta chayim. He never would have gone there in the first place. He would have done whatever he could not to become to the matzav. He would take the necessary precautions that he shouldn't put himself in the matzav in his sign in the first place. It's interesting that the makor for making a tziyog is gufa from nazir. As also we learned that as sumi shmeres l'mishmarti. When it gets to making a tziyog, the Mesil Sharm says in Midas Anakius, he says, he quotes Amru Zecharinu Levrachol in Shmeis Rabbah. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tayim Rahil Vosim Li Lishamash Bisha Rini Tifstav in the oven, Rini Megamfam in the oven, Rishan Yunushkim in the oven, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kshim Shim Nodar Nozir Shalei Lishtoi Tiyayin, Oso Lechol HaNovim Lachim Yiveishim, Mishra Sao Novim Bechol Yitzim Yigefen HaYayin, Af Isha Shein HaShokho, Oso Liga Bokol Iker, Vechol Mishna Gev, Isha Shein HaShalei, Mevi Misla Atzman. Says the Mesil Sesherim, Hal Beit Ma Niflu Divri Amayim Razeh, Ki Him Shalei Se Yisr Hazel Nozir, Asher Af Al Pisha Iker HaYisr Ein Elish Tiyayin, The Iker Yisr by Nozir is only not drinking wine. Asher afal pish hinei asur le Torah kol mashish le shaychas imayayin. The Torah asked everything, not just yayin. Also, asur lechol anovim lachim, yaveishim, mishos anovim, kol yitzim gefen ayayin, all the different parts of the gefen, because it's all in the family. They're all related. Even though the ikar isur is only the yayin. Harbe yayin, he said. Yayin with the yiniv. Eating the grapes, never found that that's an issue. Nevertheless, stay away. You don't get any, don't close. Chor schor le amrim le nazir le karmel le sikru. Learn from Nazir how to answer what the Torah wants. The Torah did with Nazir. That's the example of what you're supposed to do with all the mitzvahs. The Torah gave you one example. Now extrapolate from here and apply it to the rest of the mitzvahs. To know that this is the rotten of the Bar Yerim. K'she'oyitzelonu es'echem in Yisur, yom and tosem in refersh, let's call a karvloi. Vazel derech osu bin yitzegal, reis, v'chulu. Shmiyo, riyo, machshova, maisa, dibur. That is the claw which is negiah to the chachamim, when they make the exerius. But every person has their own mekremis that they have to make a siyog. Every person has their own kol shiyiret chetoy koydemis lechachmosay. Yiras Chetoy says. Yiras Chetoy says. Mepharshim say Yiras Chetoy that everybody has a certain Chet that they have. They have to have their own Yiras Shemayim for their Chet. Everybody has their own Yisir Nis and everybody has their own Yitzhara for different things. And a person has to know that if he speaks to this and this person, then it's possible that he's going to speak Lashon Hara. And if he goes to this and this place, then it's possible that he's going to eat something that he shouldn't eat. And if he goes to that place, it could be that he's going to see something that he shouldn't see. But Meila, every person should take the precautions beforehand, not to get there. That's the Yazir Atzmei Min Hayayin. It's not just the Yazir Atzmei Min Hayayin, it's the whole Nazir, which is a limud of making sure you don't come to that matzav. Do whatever you need to do not to come to that matzav. And somebody that does this, he's already on a whole different level. That's the well-known Ibn Ezra that he says, Ish ki yafli linder nezer la Hashem, yafli, Ibn Ezra says, yafli yafrish, Oyase davar pele, kiroi va'olam ho'ocha ma'achar tavosim. You're doing something which is a pele. It's a wonder. It's different than everybody else. You're not on cruise control. It's always kecheshbon. You sat down and you realized, where do I have to make a gather? Where do I have to make a siyog? And you made sure, this I bring into my house, this I don't bring into my house, this I eat, this I don't eat. And it could be in a chanami, certain things that have a good hafshir, but you're not going to eat them because it's a gather for something else. Doesn't have a good hafshir? No, it has a great hafshir. I don't eat it for a different reason. This thing, I don't bring it to my house because I'm scared other things are going to come to my house. Whatever it is, everybody has to have their red line that we don't cross this line. We don't cross this line, even if be'etzem is mutter mi'ikar adin, but you don't know what it could bring to, and therefore everybody has to have their own set of gedarim. I just heard about somebody that was by Carlin. A neighbor of mine, a father of one of my neighbors, was by Carlin, and he was about to walk under the branches, underneath the bleachers. And for a second, he thought it looked like it was shaking. He said, is it shaking? He took a step back and crashed down right in front of him. Mamish. Took that step back, right in front of him, crashed down. It's really what Mr. Lishram says at the end of this in Midas and the Keys. He says, a person had a little bit of a chash. And what he's going to drink, maybe it's slightly poisonous. You would never take a chance. The same thing with ruchnias. Ruchnias, a person has to, if there's the chash, that maybe this is not good for your ruchnias. So then, why take a chance? It's poison. It's poison. That's really a person, like I mentioned in the past, Rav Volba, he said that the message that he tried to give over in all the shmuzin was that ruchnias is no less of a mitzvah than gashmias. A person to relate to ruchnias, mamish like gashmias, and he doesn't want to take a chance of walking under the bleachers because it looks like it's shaking a little bit, then a person shouldn't take the chance of, don't go in there, it looks like it's a shaky place. it's a shaky place, it's something which might ruin my ruchnius, then a person shouldn't be taking the chance. Agav, the Derech Agav, once they're talking about it, just a big yisoid, I have a neighbor that two of their children were on the bleachers. One of them actually broke their leg. Baruch Hashem there. The other one was a young one. One is, I think, 13, one is maybe 16. And my wife was talking to the mother, and the mother mentioned to her yesterday, she said that she asked her kids, that, did you feel that it was shaking? So one of them said, yeah, I did feel that it was shaking. So she said, so how come you didn't walk off of it? How come you didn't go off of it? She said, I was too shy. Too shy to go off of it. So she said she kilo gave it to him. Like, you can't do something, a person can't play with their life because they're too shy. But the lesson in Ruchnius is how many people do that? How many people are too embarrassed to do something, too embarrassed to step out of a conversation? There's Lashon Hara going on and they're Basha too embarrassed to leave. But it's a person's life. It can't be because he's too embarrassed. The person's going to take a chance with his life. So you can pretend that you have to use the bathroom or pretend whatever it is, but get out of there. Don't, a person, because he's shy, can't ruin his ruchnius. His gashmi, certainly. But even more so, his ruchnius, because a person's shy. That's really the first Rambam. That he shouldn't be, he shouldn't worry about the maligim, like the first Rambam, Simen Aleph, Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, says. Don't be mizbayish from the people that are malig on you, that make fun of you, that will look at you differently if you believe in, what's the difference? You never heard anybody smoke a little bit. No. They'll laugh at you. They'll laugh and you'll have the last laugh. You'll have the last laugh. Lost a lover. Not just lost a lover. The Rebbeinu Shlom takes care of the people that put themselves out for the Rebbeinu Shlom in this world. What's interesting, Nakuda, I saw in Sefer Ma'ino Shavua, he says that what is Rebbeinu Shlom asking for when a person becomes a Nazir? You have in different religions, a person becomes wants to become a Nazir, so he totally distances himself, he's menazir himself, he distances himself from everything. And either they have over here in Latrun, Minzar HaShat Ganim, people that they don't talk with. Or the people in Christianity, they don't get married. They don't. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't ask for that. That's not Yiddish kapara. We do everything that you're supposed to do. What is the Rebbeinu Shlom asking you? Don't drink wine for 30 days. Don't be mitam on the mason, and don't get a haircut. So, agav, I don't know. Near Tavshin Pei Aleph, most people don't get a haircut more than once every 30 days. And with Derech Klal, we hope that most people aren't mitam on the mason if they're not working for every 30 days. And Yain, for Kiddush, you can have grape juice, it's not like Yain, in a time, grape juice is also for Nazir also. But it's not that common that a person, Mamish, should sound to, it's not the drink that they had in the olden days. What is it already? It's a little bit, the Rebbeinu Shlom is telling you, just do a little bit. Do a little bit different than everybody else. Pick yourself up a little bit higher than everybody else is picking yourself up. That's what a Nazir is. Show that you're a little different. You're Eiske Cheshman. It's something that you're thinking about. You're a Ben Aliyah. You're looking to be Menazir yourself. You're looking to put a crown on your head, Lashon of Nazir. Nazir El Kaval Reishai. Maybe that's the message of Corona. Corona is a crown. That we should pick ourselves up a little bit. Put a little bit of a crown. And what do we have to do already? You don't have to do so much. A little bit. In economy, people are you know, scared to put on makeup bottles. And a relative of mine was talking to a teenager. Was talking to two of her friends, and after Shavuot, and one of them turned to her and she said, "Like, what's going on over here? How come we're not First is Corona, then the Maron, then the Rockets, then Carlin, then what's happening?" So she turned back to me and she said, "Did you take anything on yourself? We talked about it. The Lamais, you did anything? Lamais, you changed that all?" Rebbeinu Shlom shaking us that you should change a little bit. If we would take something each time, even for only 30 days, not for our whole lives, only for 30 days. I heard that there are Motes and Teres Arilo, that the reason why he does this for 30 days is because when a person wants to be margal themselves in a certain midah, if he does it for 30 days, then he's kreinei kinyan in it. I think the Noam of the Melech writes in his Setul Katan, he writes that it's 40 days connected Yitzirosh Shel Adam. Person can make a kinyan 30 days, 40 days, however you. The Torah is telling you, you're creating something for a month. If we take on after each thing that happened for a month, we're not being mekabel for the rest of our lives. You don't have to worry. Some people get nervous and be mekabel something, bleed another for a month. For each time we do something for a month, it will be margal ourselves. It could be a small thing. That's what a nazir is. What is already? That's not the nekuzah. Nekuzah is, it's etvas, it's something. You're not totally rosh satu mekuloi, you're doing something lamaitza. What is it? It doesn't have to be life altering, it doesn't have to be life changing. Even the smallest thing, it is on a ruchnius level, it'll certainly change your life.